Washington State's first charter schools could open as soon as next fall. Applicants include a range of education models. There's a focus on team sports, a military school. KUOW looked through the 22 lengthy charter applications and found a common theme: high expectations for parents. Here's KUOW's education reporter, Ann Dornfeld.
Brittany Weaver is board chair of Sunnyside Charter Academy, a grades K through 8 school planned in central Washington. Weaver says if her school gets a charter from the state, it will ask parents who want to enroll their students to commit to volunteer for the school, from working in the classroom to groundskeeping.
We will ask parents to sign a pledge when they enroll their children, understanding that legally it's not a requirement. We know that the stipulation for charter schools across Washington is we cannot obligate families to participate.
In its application to the state, Sunnyside Charter Academy says that kind of parent involvement is important for student success. According to the application, it's also critical for the school to remain financially solvent. More than half of the brick-and-mortar charter schools that filed for authorization in Washington lay out similar expectations for parent volunteering. Most of those schools would ask families to commit to a minimum number of volunteer hours each school year, from 10 to 60. That could be a challenge for low-income families, like most of those in Sunnyside School District. It's something many public schools already struggle with, like Emerson Elementary in Seattle. Emerson PTA President Reese McGilly recalls approaching parent after parent at a recent school event to recruit volunteers.
What I was met with was not any sort of insolence or an attitude of not caring, but rather the looks that I got were more like disappointment, like, I wish I could help. I don't have time to help. I want to help, but when will I do that? I have, you know, four other children. I have a full-time job. Maybe I have two jobs. Maybe I don't speak English, and on and on.
Charter schools are aware of those impediments when setting up their volunteer expectations, says Gary Miron. He's an education professor at Western Michigan University who studies how charters operate. Miron says although charter schools are not legally allowed to discriminate among students,
charter schools are schools of choice, which means parents are choosing, but there are a number of mechanisms that charter schools can use to structure or steer which students and families are attracted to the school.
Complicated application processes are one, says Miron. Volunteer expectations of families are another.
For many families, they see those requirements, and that's just a signal for them that this is not a school that's going to be suitable for them. So there is obviously some selection bias that can result.
Selection bias, whether intentional or not, because children from families that have the resources and inclination to volunteer for the school are also those who tend toward academic success. Without academic success, charter schools risk losing their charters. Brittany Weaver of Sunnyside Charter Academy says she realizes that asking parents to pledge to volunteer for the school could discourage some families. In Sunnyside, many parents are immigrants who work on farms in the Yakima Valley.
You know, we have a lot of seasonal workers, so we recognize that in the harvest months, we're not going to expect to see those parents because they're going to be busy. But in return, we would say, well, you know, please come in the seasons that you're not working as much and spend more time during those months.
But Weaver acknowledges that if her charter school is approved, its volunteer expectations will turn some families off.
It's a model that will work for some families. Some families want to be engaged. It's not going to be a model that's going to work for everyone.
Public forums regarding the proposed charter schools are planned around the state in mid-January. The state's first charter schools are expected to be announced within the following month. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.